Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. In my last program, I discussed how the COMEX commercial traders in the silver market increased their net short position by more than 71 million ounces from January 17 through February 7. Let me explain in more depth how the COMEX operates. For every contract, there is a seller and a buyer. Since most traders of COMEX contracts do not intend to take possession of the underlying physical commodity, there's only a fraction of physical silver in COMEX warehouses to fulfill delivery. To avoid having to deliver or take delivery of a maturing COMEX contract, most traders and investors close it out ahead of time by purchasing the offsetting contract. Those who have not closed out their long March 2012 silver positions by February 29 have effectively given notice that they will take delivery. If the seller already owns silver stored in a COMEX warehouse, the seller can simply notify the buyer of the location and availability of the bars. The buyer then pays for delivery or continued storage. However, many short sellers do not own silver in COMEX warehouses. Prudent short sellers who do not have sufficient COMEX inventories would have offsetting long positions in physical silver, contracts on other exchanges, shares of exchange-traded funds, or derivatives. Short sellers who do not have their positions covered are called naked shorts. They are exposed to the full risk of loss should the price of silver rise. Sellers can also settle contracts for cash or the equivalent number of shares in the SLV Silver Exchange Traded Fund. The largest risk to the COMEX silver market is that a large number of maturing long contracts will be demanded for delivery. In March 2011, when a large supply squeeze affected the market, short sellers paid as much as $60 per ounce to make cash settlement. These prices sometimes were more than 20% higher than the current spot price. Some short sellers could take physical possession of silver held by exchange-traded funds in order to make delivery. This would leave the investors in the ETFs facing a loss on part of their investments. At worst, the COMEX might declare a force majeure event to relieve itself of having any liability for the defaults on delivery. Owning paper silver may be convenient, but it does carry risk. A better solution for people might be to purchase physical silver bullion price coins and bars that they can have in their direct possession. Physical silver and gold don't need credit ratings because they are the asset rather than a paper promise. That's it for today. Tune in again Wednesdays and Fridays for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.